Oh, how great you are, Lord. When we look around us, when we look at the sky and the trees and the beauty that you have given this world, is only a mere reflection of what you have in heaven, Lord. We are so excited of what you have prepared for those who love you, those who serve you, those who have taken Yeshua, Jesus, as their Messiah. Thank you, Father, for your gifts and your calling. Lord, we want to lift up to you Joshua, our U.S. airman who is stationed right now in Saudi Arabia. Father, I'm asking for you throughout this entire 6-month deployment. We're asking for you to be with him moment by moment to give him that protection under your wings, that you'll help him stay alert in ways like he hasn't even before. Help him, Lord, to rise to the new demands of this deployment, because it's a little bit different and there's different things that are being required of him. We're asking you to help him to grow in faith with you, Lord, so that he sees you in everything and around him, Lord, and that he hears you speaking and teaching him, whether he's lying down or whether he's sleeping, Lord, or whether he's going about his day, Father, that he actually senses your presence all around him. Lord, we are praying over him, Deuteronomy 31:8. And the Lord is the one who is going ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not desert you or abandon you. Do not fear and do not be dismayed. Lord, no matter what is around him, Lord, we ask for you to keep away everything, not only him, Father, but his entire squad, Lord, that your garment of protection would be over that entire base, Father. And we thank you. We thank you that you are loving him, and for all those who call upon your name, Father. And for those who don't know you, Lord, may they come to know you as they are serving, Lord. May they come to think upon you and dwell upon your name, Lord, and read your word, that they may hear the beauty of what you have and the glorious, righteous gift that you have given those who love you, Lord. Amen. And now, my fellow prayer warriors, I have two people. I'm going to call them L and J. They're not related. They do not even know one another, but their circumstances are very similar. So these two people, unrelated, unknown to one another, yet they're both sisters in the Lord. And their situations need, Father, your word to open resources. You have led them under on this uncertain path that's before them. It's some things seem like it doesn't make sense, but yet it's very clear that you are speaking to them and you are both having them walk a faith walk in a faith valley, but yet you are supplying their needs. And then there's times when things get a little bit tight, actually very tight, but you are there and you are breaking through. So we're asking, Father, for you to continue to open up resources, to continue to lead them so they can hear your voice, and that you'd break up that hard, icy waters that are sometimes like icebergs, Father, where they can't get around, they can't swim underneath, they can't go over. It seems like there's things blocking their way. Father, I'm praying that they would know that they know that they know your voice unmistakably, and that they will, that you are following, that they are there, that they are following you correctly, and that they are hearing you as they sit in your waiting room. Lord, as the time approaches for change, because I know that time is coming. But Lord, as they wait, let them see your movement in your hand, and to actually, with all of this, Lord, with all the people we pray for, to know your presence, to know your voice, to hear it and feel comforted by that. Because I know when we can't hear your voice, Father, it makes us very afraid. So let us hear your voice, Father, in all things. And let the Ellen and Jay hear your voice, and Joshua, Lord, that they may feel comforted and know that they are on the right path. We thank you, Father, in Yeshua's name. But I also want to say for Ellen Jay, 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace overflow to you, so that you will always have everything and all sufficiency and everything you may have in abundance for every good deed. And Psalm 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go, and I will advise you with my eye upon you. Oh, beloved, he is with you, and he knows you, and he's watching you. B'Shem Yeshua, in Jesus' name, amen.